Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Take Command is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody, anywhere.
It's time to take command.
The Cardiac Commanders are the Clutch Commanders!
With former NFL tight end, Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
This is Take Command, Logan Paulson. Alongside, I'm Grant Paulson. We are with you three times a week, Sundays, right after games with a post-game breakdown. Then we've got two episodes during the week, Logan's film review and film preview. There is no reason not to subscribe, rate, review, and make sure that you get this podcast in your feed wherever you get your audio. All three times we drop an episode. You can also watch us on the 106.7 The Fan and Team 980 YouTubes. Logan, why don't we start with, after a 41-point explosion and a 17-point home win, the offense in this first segment, and where to begin other than with the running game, which got going. The Commanders run for 174 yards in the first half, over 200 yards in the game. Despite not having Jaden Daniels, they plug in Marcus Mariota, who's exceptional in read option, and they don't miss a beat.
Yeah, it really was a brilliantly designed kind of setup by Cliff, and I thought just like really well planned out. Like they came out in 13 personnel, obviously with Trent Scott as the extra tight end, and they get in that kind of, you know, that double wing look where, you know, Ben Sinnott, Colson Yank are far off the ball. Trent Scott's on the ball, and then they had a couple of different variations where they'd kind of motion to that same look or speed motion that same look, and they ran a bunch of duo, you know, which is kind of double teams across the front. And, you know, it's interesting. Like, I remember going back and watching, or I did this yesterday, I went back and watched all the runs that they've had the Las Vegas Raiders this entire season to see, like, why they felt that they should do that, why that they thought that was important. Because I actually thought that when the Las Vegas Raiders played the LA Chargers, for example, they had a really good plan versus, you know, their heavy 11 or heavy 12 personnel, their heavy 13 personnel, their 22 personnel. and like a lot of line movement, a lot of stunts. And I really felt like when the Washington Commanders came out in 13, it just surprised them, right? They stayed in their four down. There wasn't a lot of line movement. And the way that the Raiders linebackers play, they're a little bit like, you know, dogs off the porch, right? They're a little bit chasing a ball like, oh, there's, I'm going to fit this gap over here. No, I got to get back over here. And I thought the implementation of the duo plan for those linebackers specifically was great, especially on those first couple runs with how C-Rod was able to kind of set guys up, get them out of gaps, hit it for 4 or 5 yards. Like, he did a really nice job with some of that stuff. So I think the, like, the surprise of the personnel, the surprise of the formation, and then the way the backs were able to kind of manipulate the linebackers, coupled with some exotic formations, especially using tempo, I thought it was just a really good way to kind of find some easy outs, you know, in this game. And Cliff deserves a ton of credit. And I'm not sure where that inspiration came from, whether it's just, hey, man, we got to run the football more. We're going to get in big personnel to run the football. I'm not sure what that came from, but it, you could tell it really surprised the Las Vegas Raiders.
I thought it was a masterpiece from Cliff, particularly early in the game. I will say, to your last point, I mean, Chris Paul told me in the locker room after the game that this was preached all week long. They were going to come out and basically try to shove the ball down their throat. Like, it was a mindset kind of lifestyle thing this week. So clearly they saw something, or they decided at some point early after not running the ball in Green Bay, this is what they had to do, wanted to do. Also, I just think Marcus Mariota is so good in read option. I know they didn't use a ton of it as the game went on, but they hit a couple things, including that 23-yarder on the play where he fumbled. Mm-hmm. And that's something when Jaden gets back in there as one of the better young, talented players in the league, I think he could actually learn a little bit from Marcus. Not to say he's not great at that, but Mariota is so damn good at it. That added something. You mentioned the creativity. You know, they go wildcat early in the game just to show another look, with Debo taking a direct snap and Ertz next to him, and they had an unbalanced line. Yeah. You know, Laremy Tunsil, their left tackle, is on the right for that play. Like, they just mixed a couple things in to give the Raiders some things to look at, and I'm not sure some of those things didn't have an effect as the game went on either.
Yeah, and it wasn't like circus. You know, it wasn't like every play, here's a novel formation, right, here's a novel look. I think they did a really good job of getting to them in specific moments. It's like, and Cliff, like, when this offense is rolling, he does a great job of this. And, you know, again, like the tempo thing we've talked about so much, but the verbiage and the ability to be like, hey, here's our one worder for the day. Like, let's get up there and we're going to be an unbalanced. Debo's going to be a quarterback. And you could tell, like, just watching the film, the Raiders are kind of like looking around, like, are we fitting this right? Are we gapped out? And they're not set. And so even though the run isn't blocked super clean, like, guys aren't ready to go. And they're able to kind of, I think that ends up being like a 12-yard run. And then the one with Mariota, that's also off a hurry up. So you get a novel formation off a concept that you run a ton of, right? It's just GT with you reading the backside end there. Might not have been. I think it was GT. Reading the backside end, and then you're kind of bluffing those two tight ends to get to the corner. And you can tell, like, Crosby was so effective in this game at stopping the run and moving around, and just his energy was, like, omnipresent. But, like, you're reading him, and you could tell he's not mentally ready for what's happening because he doesn't have time to think about it. Like, a lot of times people get in these novel formations off of a huddle, they get up lined up, and you can see the defense figure it out as you're waiting. But I thought the tempo element in conjunction with the novelty was really fantastic and put those guys in a little bit of a bind. I'm talking about the Raiders in terms of getting lined up, getting it communicated, and then executing, right? Because I think Crosby's playing hard on that Mariota 23-yard run, but, like, he just doesn't have time to kind of say, they're in wishbone. What do we expect from this? And again, they haven't shown that formation a ton. So it's not like there's a Rolodex. So, hey, when they're in near, like with the back offset away from the tight end, they like to run these runs. Oh, they're in far. Well, you know what I mean? Like, there wasn't that recognition from him. And I just thought that was a really cool wrinkle as a guy that loves offensive football. And I think a really smart way to maximize runs that are your specialty runs for the day.
Commanders called runs on 30 of 54 plays, about 56% this week, which was the fifth highest rate by any team in a game this season. And they gained 188 yards and scored 2 touchdowns on their 27 design runs, 128 of the 188 yards. And both touchdowns came on 17 carries against stacked boxes, so 8 or more defenders. So that's another thing I would point out is they were running because of these heavy looks against some heavy boxes where the Raiders were trying to stop the run, and they were still able to have a lot of success. What did you make of the usage, the play calling, and the offensive design for Marcus Mariota in this game as you went to a backup quarterback?
I think that's exactly how you want to do it, right? You want to, I always think, like, how do you deleverage quarterbacks? And there's a bunch of different ways to do it. There's screens, there's the RPO, there's the quick game, which again, we're all parts of the game plan, but an easy way, the lowest hanging fruit is just, can you run the football, right? Because there's no easier down for a quarterback than handing the football off and then carrying out your fake. And so when you can come out, and I think it's cool, you know, like whether or not they saw something, but it's cool to kind of draw a line in the sand and be like, hey, man, we're going to get after your ass here in terms of how we run the football, right? It was cool. I had an interview post-game with DeRon Payne, and I said, man, you guys were all over the field defensively. It's like, man, we were preaching physical violence this week, and I like that because you got to – this is a messed-up sport, man. It's a messed-up sport. You got to have a messed-up mentality, and I think to be talking about it the entire week to kind of be here on game day to throw that gauntlet down I think is really impressive. But – you can tell, like, it really helped Marcus. Like, I think when you look at, like, his high-leverage downfield throws, there's maybe five of them. You know, there's the kind of deep sit to Terry on kind of that deep Hank concept, which great completion. There's the one to Debo that Debo drops. There's the one to Zach, which is a great play by Marcus. And there's the one to Luke. And I can't really think – and then there's the one to Terry down the sideline. So there's five right there. And I think those plays, like, again, if I'm a quarterback and I can kind of save my bullets, save my moxie, save my playmaking ability for those select few opportunities because we've run the football so well, we've been so efficient in terms of staying out of crazy long down and distances, we're getting support from our special teams. Like, I think that's the perfect way to handle a quarterback. And again, you mentioned the zone read stuff. I think if the game's more competitive into the third and fourth quarter, you probably see more of it because he's excellent at it. And again, so speak to what he does well, insulate his decision-making, so then when he's got to throw it down, he can throw it down. And I think he did a great job of, in those moments, those five or six opportunities, doing a great job of making those plays.
I want to get into the changes on the O-line and how they held up. Obviously, in the running game, the results speak for themselves. But it also appears to me, let me get some insight on this, that Marcus Mariota made life easy for them in pass protection because the ball is out so quickly. And this is something that I think as they move forward, when Jaden's back in there, you know, can become more of a normal thing too, where some of it's design, but like he is decisive. Whatever the concept was, they hit Terry on two or three times. I think he dropped one of them, but where like it's like that quick hitch where he just like turns around on the back of three steps, the ball is coming out and they're kind of running this little zone beating thing where he sits down and he's got a little turnaround route, or sometimes you could even do that against man. But like, I just thought Mariota didn't mess around with anything in the pocket and wasn't holding the ball, and he was exactly at his depth where he was supposed to be. I felt like that made it a little easier for them too.
No, 100%. But again, like that's all game flow specific. Like if you're down by 7, down by 10, you got to throw the ball over the yard. Like it's easier for the defensive line to key off, but you're ahead of the sticks the whole time. You have very select pass protection looks in those situations. So like one of the plays on the Debo drop, for example, you know, they're in heavy personnel with a wing there. The wing chips Max Crosby. Trent Scott does a jump set. He gets hands on it. Connerly's able to slide down. They're able to get double teams across the front with a slide to the defensive end. That's going to be a great pocket like 9 out of 10 times, right? You basically double team the entire front. There's no pressure and you're able to deliver a strike. And so I think that's the thing that I'm trying to convey here is that as much as Marcus did a good job of getting the ball out, which he did a great job of, right? He was very decisive. Because of how efficient you were running the football, because of how efficient you were in terms of maintaining positive down and distance, you can get to your good stuff. It's not like, oh shit, man, we got to throw the ball. We got to get our 5-man pros and like hope our O-line can hold up and make him deal. And I think that's the thing I'm trying to get across is that like it's the game flow allows you to call a game this way and the game flow allows him to play this way. It's like, hey, Marcus, this is the moment. Let's be good here, right? And this is how we want to execute. And I think that's the thing that comes out. And again, credit to Marcus for executing in those moments. And like you mentioned, the little sits, like that's quick game, balls out. You know, it's like, what is it? It's one and a hitch if you're in the gun. It's three from under center. Like, that's exactly what we want. We don't want to be holding the football. We don't want to be, like, thinking about it back there too much. We don't want to let Las Vegas get in these crazy blitz patterns and packages and stunts. No, because we're in good down and distance, and we can execute these play-action shots.
That's a good point. It's all kind of working off of each other. But I just went going back and watching last night, I was like, let me find a play where he didn't – you know, get to his drop and deliver the ball to, you know, basically the primary option and like pulled it down to look for something more. And it just didn't happen. Like he just took the thing. And I think sometimes that can be really, really helpful. Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, Take Command. We combined for 91 catches, 907 yards and 7 touchdowns in the NFL. The two of us in our days.
That's good. Yeah.
In the league. It's like my, my buddy Jared Eske and I one time, we decided we were going to draw these pictures and sell them at the end of his driveway to make money. Mm-hmm. So like for our business, we put our money in together. And I remember the numbers like they were yesterday. He had $97. I don't know why. And I had $2 in my pocket. So I put my $2 in, he put his $97 in, and it was our money. You know what I'm saying? And it was like such a good bit for me. So anyway, but you and I, big careers, 90 for 907 touchdowns. What about the offensive line specifically and the guys that were plugged in? Wiley plays right guard. Nick Allegretti is sat. He's now your backup at 3 positions. And then Chris Paul surprisingly gets the call over Brandon Coleman. We talked a lot about that on the last pod if you want Logan's reaction to the decision. But how did those guys fare at their guard positions?
Yeah, man, we'll start with Chris Paul because I think his story is really cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Cool, you know, seventh round pick that's kind of hung around and got his first start, which is awesome. He's just a strong, powerful dude. And I think I said this maybe somewhere, probably not in the postgame show because I hadn't watched the film yet, but basically like his ability over the course of his career so far to understand and continue to develop his understanding of football and angles and like, hey, on this double team with this guy here, I need to take this kind of position. I need to be this thick on the double, right? Oh, hey, this is the front spacing. I'm going to be by myself. And then all of the athletic traits that made him so unique coming out of college, like with his ability, his tremendous power, his tremendous grip strength, his short area foot quickness. Like you see that, like he's drive blocking three techniques, like 4 yards off the ball. Right. And he would do that prior. Like, you know, you talk about like Fletcher Cox. I think that was one of his first starts against Philadelphia in like 2000. Like it was the COVID year. So 2022, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, he's driving Fletcher Cox off the ball, and Fletcher Cox after the game was like, yeah, man, that guy's a powerful dude.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/command to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He's always had that in the bag, but now you see it applied correctly, which I thought was really cool. And then Wiley, to me, is just like a pro's pro. Man, like he's just got great foot quickness. And is he the most physically freaky guy you've ever seen? No, but does he understand what we're trying to get done at a high level? He can pull, he can pass protect, he communicates well. I think all that stuff is on display. And I think those five guys, like I think people say, oh, we rushed for 188 yards or whatever it is. Like they must have been dominant. I don't know if any one of them was dominant, but they played, the five of those dudes and Trent Scott, so six guys, just played tough football, man. Like there's a couple where like the combination's a little bit muddy and the linebacker plays over top and they're just grinding and clawing and scratching to get hands on those guys, and the backs did a great job of maximizing. So I think that group of five deserves a lot of credit. And again, I think the game plan that Cliff called helps them out tremendously because they don't have to pass pro a ton.
I wanted to ask you about Ja'Cory Krosky. Merritt jotted him down watching the game. I actually tweeted out a couple of his runs. I find him to be such a blast to go back and watch because it's almost like none of his runs are ever just like what you thought it would be when you saw the plus two or the minus two. You know what I mean? Like he might get two, but he jump cut. He made a guy miss. There was a 6 yard and a 9 yard run specifically that I wanted to call attention to. His 9 yard run, he is in the backfield getting basically face mask to face mask with Crosby, jumps around him and gets to the right. Looks like he's going to have a gain of four, and then he carries the pile for another five. So it's nine, but it's like 11 hidden yards there. And then on a 6 yard run, he ends up with a jump cut in the backfield. Again, he's met in the backfield. It's kind of this muddy thing. He gets to the right, and then I don't even know how or why, but like almost video game S slides left and finds this lane to go get 4 yards that wasn't really there and ends up, you know, having to be tackled at the feet of a safety at the second level. Every one of his runs looks like that to me. Like, I don't know why he doesn't carry the ball more. Now, it's hard to complain about that after this game, where Jeremy McNichols has a 60-yard touchdown. Chris Rodriguez was effective. But he went from inactive to the guy on the field for the first two drives when they were going power. Obviously, the design of what they wanted there. But there's going to be a week for me where, like, Krosky Merritt gets 16, 17, 18 carries and no one else touches the ball or gets, like, two or three. Everything just looks like, to me, this dude's the real deal. And I'm just curious of when he starts to, you know, turn up the fader a little bit on work.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. I think he played really well. But, you know, what's funny is all the backs played well. If you went
I'm saying. Today, this is not the week for me to, like, wonder or why didn't he get the ball more. Yeah. And if every single week all three guys ball, then who cares? Yeah. But I guess my point, like, if you just watch every one of his runs this year, you would go, that's a guy that I want the ball in his hands more often. Like,
no, and I totally agree. And I think I wanted to kind of make a broader point about the running back room here before double clicking on Bill Krosky Merritt is I think all these dudes, like, it got a little bit murky in the run game, right? Like, I think, you know, the O-line deserves a lot of credit, and they were really scrappy, really physical. But I think the thing that sticks out to me is the backs all did a great job of making the group in front of them better. Like, even Chris Rodriguez on a couple of those early duos and stuff, like, he does a great job selling the run front side, pulls the linebackers over, falls forward for five. There's a outside zone that they run where, like, the backside linebacker's unblocked, like, in the hole. And C-Rod is so patient, runs right at him and then bounces to the perimeter and ends up being, like, a 15-yard gain. And then you mentioned Jeremy McNichols on his runs, breaking tackles, the 60-yard touchdown, obviously big deal. But Ja'Cory Bill, I think, does that even kind of to the next level, which is why you kind of feel that excitement, right? So, like, that one play you're talking about, I think I'm going to do a film breakdown on it for my film breakdown show on the Commander's YouTube page. But, you know, like, there, I mentioned early how it felt like the 13 personnel kind of surprised the Las Vegas Raiders. As the game went on, they definitely felt it out and were like, okay, in 13 personnel, we're going to get into this front, which is more gapped out. So, basically, Trent Scott's one-on-one with Crosby, right? Pinches hard inside. The front side double team, it's Wiley and Connerly, kind of gets picked. So there's like a free linebacker running downhill. Connerly does a great job getting skinny, gets up to the linebacker. Trent Scott does everything he can to keep it as flat as possible. So Bill bounces outside Crosby and is running downhill, but the linebacker is coming downhill too, and Connerly's running to him. So he does a great job kind of selling out, sets up Connerly, gets the block, cuts back across, and that's the one where he's kind of gliding across the front. And really, it's just the O-line scrapping, but also talk about running back's ability to set up blocks. Like, he did a great job of that, and then you combine it with his suddenness and his burst, right? I think, like, his acceleration is tremendous, and his deceleration is tremendous. So his ability to kind of physically get that done maximizes that group. And so all three of the backs did a great job of helping the offensive line in these situations. And it is a symbiotic relationship. But I think, to your point, Bill feels a little bit different when he does it. He feels a little bit more exciting, a little bit more dynamic. And it's the kind of allure of these explosive runs that are just kind of a missed tackle away when he's in the game, as opposed to Jeremy McNichols or C-Rod, that I think is the thing that you're talking about, the thing you're referring to. It's like you got to kind of hold your breath for a second because he's going to do something special every time he touches the ball.
And the numbers that back up your point too, by the way, on, you know, them helping the line and kind of getting more than was there sometimes. Plus 69 running yards over expected against heavy boxes was twice as many as any team has had in any game this year. So that tells you, like, with all that muddy stuff going on and a lot of people in condensed areas, you know, they were making people miss. And you think about, you know, three on one play in terms of forced missed tackles from Jeremy McNichols on the 60-yard touchdown, just as an example. Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, before we go to the defense, one last thought here, and got to be quick, but I do want to call attention to these guys because they've gotten beaten up a little bit. And that's Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sinnott, two players who are top 50 and the top 100-ish draft picks from a year ago. Sinnott, according to Dan Quinn, played the most he's ever played and played the best he's ever played. Mm-hmm. Now, you could do that as a tight end without being targeted or catching a pass, and that's what happened. He was key in the blocking game as they asked him to do more without John Bates. And then McCaffrey had a career day, first touchdown, 43-yard catch and run that was mostly schemed up, but he did, you know, show some speed to get to the end zone, and he had 3 for 56 in the fourth quarter after Terry's quad injury. So all of those things taken into account, I mean, if you're this staff, I think you got to feel really good about getting those two guys more involved.
Absolutely, and I think there was always this kind of trepidation, like what happens when Ben gets more opportunity, not because he's not working hard, not because he's a bad guy, just because, like, in his limited opportunities, there was always questions about, is he doing the right thing 100%? Is he locked in? Like, those kind of things, and I felt like he was great in this game. Really, like, understood angles, was very physical. Like, he's always been physical, but the toughness, and then, like, the detail on the work. Like, he had a play, I think it was Marcus Mariota's second zone read where he's running to the offensive left and Ben's out on the corner. And like last year, the corner would have come up, fit his outside shoulder. Ben would have hit it and then forced Marcus to cut back. But Ben did a great job attacking it, throwing his hat outside at the last second, securing that block, allowing Marcus to get like probably 3 or 4 more yards. And that's the type of detail that really takes you from like a good rotational backup player to a guy that deserves to play more on Sundays. So like in terms of like what you've always been asking, like what do you need to see from him in terms of getting more opportunity? I thought this was a really great data point for a lot of that stuff. And you know, like there's stuff on those duos versus heavy boxes, I'm speaking from experience here, are incredibly challenging to target because you're like, is that the safety? Is that the nickel? Where did he point to? Who's my guy? And I don't think he messed one of those up, which is great to see. Now, did he play a perfect game? No, but did he play well and was seemingly locked in on the details in a way that he hasn't been? I thought so. And I think he deserves a ton of credit. Luke McCaffrey, I think it's great, man. And I think the thing about Luke is receiver is so fickle. It's up and down, right? Did you get targeted? Yes or no? Like we were talking about in the preseason this year, how there's a couple times he's wide open on the sideline and the ball just doesn't get to him. Here, and even during training camp, the same type of thing. You catch the ball, get tagged, whatever. Here, I thought, great job making plays down the field. Excellent work. But also, maybe I don't want to speak for you, Grant, but I felt like he showed that athletic potential that we've been seeing and kind of touting from him in terms of his speed and athleticism. And I think that's something that, to me, kind of indicates that maybe it's coming along for him a little bit from a mental standpoint, which I think is really exciting. Because if you can get more out of him, if he's playing more confidently, if he's kind of playing at the speed that he tested at, like that could be a really valuable, dangerous weapon for this offense, especially kind of with all the adversity that receiving room is facing at the moment with the injuries.
All right, let's get to the defense next, give you a detailed film breakdown from what Logan saw watching the tape. The Commanders pummeled the Raiders. They are on to the Falcons on Sunday at 1:00. We'll get you a preview episode coming up later in the week. But next, the breakdown of the Commanders' defense against the Raiders on Take Command.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.